Rise and shine with Boomer doing sports talk his way. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 Mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. Visit Universal Ford during the Ford year-end pricing clear-out for great year-end offers on our most innovative lineup of vehicles like the Focus, Edge, and F-150. See myuniversal.ca for details.
Nine, 10, 11, 12. And they all played games at the Ladybug's Picnic. This is sad. I kind of figured that it was all always going to end up this way. It started that I was in here and it was me and Walker. Then Rhett joined in and it was the three of us, and then Walker left. Then Pinder came. Now Pinder's gone. And now Rhett's gone. And I'm just, shouldn't be alone at Christmas. But at least I've got Scotty Taylor this morning, because that's the one thing we can count on. On Thursdays, we do pools and props, and it's always great to chat with Scotty Taylor. Right? Where's Scotty? No Scott Taylor today?
No.
Well, what happened?
He's on a boat.
He's on a boat. Maybe it's me. Well, I guess even if it's just me, all by myself, it's time for Pools and Props.
This is Pools and Props, brought to you by Sports Select. Choose the winning teams today and be a legend with Sports Select. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Sportsnet 960's Pools and Props, brought to you by Sports Select. Get your game on with Pools and Props. Choose the winners today and be a legend with Sports Select.
So, you like football. You like to put a little money down and bet on football, but you don't like the spreads. I don't know. I like this team to win. I don't know if they're going to cover this many points. Then the other way, with ProLine, it's tough. They got to, win by four? I don't know if that's going to happen. I just want to be able to pick straight up, one or the other. Then Pools is for you. Last week, 165 winning tickets went 15 for 15, each one of them winning $1,800. Now remember, you can buy as many as four boxes, as we refer to them. That means guaranteed winners. You shade in home and visitor. It's going to cost you more dough, but guaranteed winners. This week, 13 games, you can get four absolutes guaranteed winners. That leaves you nine. Thread the needle, people. So we're going to do some pools. You just pick straight up. We use two boxes, and here's how it shakes down. The way I see it. Miami home to Minnesota. Going to take the Dolphins. Going to take the Dolphins at home. Baltimore at Houston. I'm going to take the Ravens. This is because they got the Ravens, the Steelers, and the Bengals all in that divisional fight for top spot. I'm going to take the Ravens on the road in Houston, because Houston is on about their sixth quarterback at last check. Speaking of quarterbacks, Chicago is going with Jimmy Clausen. I don't know if that's a bad thing or a good thing, going away from Jay Cutler. Chances are it might turn things around for the Bears, but I'm going to take Detroit, because this is a big game for the Lions in Chicago with no Jay Cutler. Lions, or the Bears are a mess. I'll take the Lions. Cleveland in Carolina. Manziel and the Browns got blanked last week. I'm not huge on Carolina, but it'll be Manziel under center again. I'll take the Panthers at home. Atlanta at New Orleans. Saints have been a little better as of late. Take the Saints at home. Green Bay at Tampa. Give me the Pack. Pittsburgh home to Kansas City. Meaningful game for the Steelers. They're at home. Give me the Steelers. New England at the Jets. Patriots all the way. St. Louis home to the New York Giants. If I had more boxes, I'd use it, but I don't, so I can't, so I'm going to take the Rams at home. Buffalo at Oakland. Taking the Bills. Pretty good defense. To Dallas, the Cowboys home to Indy. I'm boxing this thing. Guaranteed win. Going to cost me a little more, but I'm picking both and taking the guarantee. Seattle at Arizona, using another box. Chances are, I feel like Seattle, we know what's going on. We don't know what's going on with Drew Stanton in the quarterback spot there, but I just don't want to mess with it. Guaranteed winner, taking the box. Final game of, we go to the Monday Nighter. It's the Denver at Cincy. I'll take the Broncos. It is a big game for the Bengals, but maybe, just maybe, after a Ravens win and a Steelers win, they're going to mess themselves and not be very good. So there you go. Those are my picks. Those are 13 picks. I pick 11, two guaranteed winners. Feel pretty good about it. And again, if you get a winning ticket, you get at least a share of the pool, all the money that goes into the big pot. You're going to get a share of it. What was it? A couple weeks ago, we had 200 grand or something. There was one winner, won over 200 or 400 grand. It was crazy. You can win dough with Sports Select pools, and it's very easy to do. Also, we talk about the props, head-to-head performances from players. We generally stick with hockey because that's where the money is. Case in point, in football, and they add more games as you get closer to the weekend. Today is only Thursday, so there's just one football prop bet today. Cecil Shorts of the Jags tonight against Nate Washington. If Washington gets more receiving yards, it's $1.55. Shorts gets you $1.90. In hockey, everything is north of $2. So we tend to, we'll take our $25 and we're going to throw down six games or six prop bets. Tonight, here's what I've taken for my props. Wayne Simmons of the Flyers. At home, Nick Bjugstad of Florida. I'm taking a tie. Maybe one each, maybe nothing. Don't see a clear winner here. Give me the tie. Gabriel Landeskog and Blake Como. Now, ordinarily, it's like, give me Landeskog all day, every day. But Como's been playing a little bit better. But he's still Blake Como, so I'm taking the tie. Maybe one, maybe none. I'm gonna go for a tie. Cody Franzen of the Leafs, Eric Staal of the Carolina. I'll take Staal. Forward, defense. I know Franzen's been playing a lot better, but give me Eric Staal. Then Ryan Kesler and Max Pacioretty. Tough one. Give me the tie. One apiece, two apiece. Maybe they'll saw each other off here. Taking a third tie. Alexander Steen in L.A. to play Jeff Carter. Steen put up a bunch of points the other night. He's been playing pretty good. I'm going to take Steen on the road to outpoint Jeff Carter. And the final one that I've chosen, it's San Jose home to Edmonton. Taylor Hall up against Brent Burns. I'm going against my theory. Usually I take the forward. I'm taking the defenseman. I think the Oilers are in a, they are in a bad way. Taylor Hall, rumor mill. He's rattled. Give me Brent Burns at home to outpoint Taylor Hall. So we got a tie between Bjugstad and Simmons. Tie with Landeskog, Como. Staal to outpoint Franzen. Steen to outpoint Carter. Burns to outpoint Taylor Hall. And Kesler and Max Pacioretty to tie. $25 bet. $4,500 is what I stand to win. You can win, people. It's just that easy. I don't know what I'm going to do with my money, but I'll find something. That is how you play pools and props. Local lottery retailer. It's very easy to do. They've got all the slips there. One for the pro line, over, under, point spread. And then look for the pools and the props. Don't get me wrong. Play point spread. Do your pro line and over. Absolutely do that. But for these purposes, we focus on pools and props. And there's nothing that makes the game a little bit more exciting. Like tonight, if Titans and Jaguars, you really got to want it. But all of a sudden, maybe if you've got Cecil Shorts to get more receiving yards than Nate Washington, then all of a sudden you got a horse in the race and you're feeling all right about it. Sports Select Pools and Props. Get in the game, be a winner. 919. Do we have a little extra?
Sportsnet 960's Pools and Props brought to you by Sports Select. Get your game on with Pools and Props. Choose the winners today and be a legend with Sports Select.
So with that now said, Jay, where's Taylor?
He said last week he was on a boat
on a
of some
boat?
Kind.
Like what, on Lake Winnipeg?
No, I think it was some sort of a Disney cruise with his, I think he has kids and kids who have kids.
Oh.
All that kind of thing, so.
Taking your kids on vacation is one thing. And then you get on a boat? Like, you can't get away from them.
Jump off if you really
They're
need
all
to.
On the same, you're on the same boat. Whew.
With Goofy and Mickey and...
Yeah.
The rest.
Goofy and Mickey and...
Timmy.
It's not Timmy. There's no Timmy.
Jimmy.
There's no Jimmy.
You sure?
Pretty sure.
Yeah.
We'll come back. Are you going to jump in on what you want to talk about today? Because as I have illustrated earlier, I'm... I have no bike horn. So it'll be a what you want to talk about with Jason DeForest, special guest.
Question mark?
I like it. Jason Lacanfora when we come back. Sports at 960 The Fan.
Rise and shine with Boomer doing sports talk his way. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Sportsnet 960 Mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. Visit Universal Ford during the Ford year-end pricing clear-out for great year-end offers on our most innovative lineup of vehicles like the Focus, Edge, and F-150. See myuniversal.ca for details.
Plenty of reaction coming in as Bob Hartley, the head coach of the Calgary Flames, given a multi-year extension by Brad Treliving and the team yesterday. Seems as though most, if not all, are on board. And all of our guests join us on the Lube City Mobile One Sportsnet hotline. Lube City Express Oil Change featuring Mobile One, warranty approved, the change for the better. And we put that hotline to work as we welcome our NFL insider.
Sportsnet 960's NFL insider Jason Lacanfora is brought to you by Shanks. Thursday night football tonight at Shanks North and Shanks South as the Jacksonville Jaguars take on the visiting Tennessee Titans featuring 495 Bud Light Draft. Shanks Sports Grill, your NFL headquarters in Calgary.
Plenty of storylines to get through, Jay. Thanks for doing this as always. I can't help but go to Chicago off the start.
Yep.
The Bears are going nowhere, but it seems like Jay Cutler will be going somewhere, not playing this weekend. This is not grooming a young quarterback. Your read on what is happening and what will happen with Cutler in Chicago?
I think they're stuck with Jay Cutler because of that contract. I don't see a lot of trade possibilities. He's owed $16 million guaranteed for 2015. If he's on someone's roster March 13th, another $10 million of 2016 becomes guaranteed. So you're looking at, and then he makes $16 million total in 2016. So they've pretty much got a $32 million commitment still to go to him, and they've given him $22 already. I think the next coach is someone who they feel like they know could work with Cutler, whether that's Mike Shanahan or his son Kyle Shanahan or maybe Gary Kubiak. This is a coaching decision to bench him. It's being done by a coach who knows he's being fired. And who's dealt with a lot of sort of insubordination and what he would deem to be probably a lack of support from the front office. And this, to me, reeks of a quarterback sort of caught in the middle of that. And we saw it last year with Mike Shanahan and Dan Snyder over RG3. We're seeing it to a lesser degree between Jay Gruden in Washington and the owner Dan Snyder over, again, RG3. And this is, to me, Mark Trestman's last stand saying, all right, this is going to be a disaster. You're going to run me out of here. Well, that's fine. I'm going to do it on my terms, and I'm going to take your $120 million man and put him on the bench because 24 turnovers is a joke.
See, I wondered if maybe because, as you say, Mark Trestman he's got basically 2 feet out the door. I wondered if maybe this call came from above him even. But if not, it's a statement by Trestman, like you say.
Yeah, I don't think it's coming down from ownership. I really don't. You know, they're pretty much stuck with Cutler. And they've got enough to deal with already between this Trestman situation and Emery and their team president, Ted Phillips, and his role in all of this. I think the last thing they wanted in a week that was already this tumultuous was now to have this come down the way it did. And also, if this was coming down from the team, I think you probably would have seen a small press release or, you know, maybe Emery announces it or somehow it's obvious that it's not a Trestman deal. But when it sort of leaked calculated in a calculated fashion to the media and Trestman kind of doesn't announce it to the whole front office and, you know, he just tells a couple of individual players, to me that's a situation where, okay, this coach is kind of you know, he's flexing his muscles a little bit at the end, and he's saying, "All right, you know, I'm not going to go quite as meekly as you guys might think."
Before, because obviously I want to talk about Jim Harbaugh and what's going on with the University of Michigan, but I guess let's start through. We always know that last regular season game means we get set for Black Monday. What's the over under if you're betting this week on how many guys are getting the gong on Monday?
The average over the last 15 years is 6.5, and I would set the over-under right at 6. To me, I there's 6 that I believe are going to happen, and then you've got sort of another tier below that of guys who, you know, depending on what happens the last 2 weeks, depending on how fidgety the owners get, you know, depending on flirtations from other potentially significant coaching candidates, you know, that could go one way or the other. But, you know, in the AFC, I think you've got 2 in the AFC East, the Jets and the Dolphins. And then you've got Oakland out west.
Mm-hmm.
In the NFC, we've got San Francisco for sure. We've got Chicago that I would say for sure. And we've got Atlanta that I would say are for sure. And then, you know, there's some other situations that, you know, I think bear monitoring, whether it be, you know, the Saints and how does that thing finish, and is Sean Payton getting a little restless? They don't have a great cap situation for next year. You know, the quarterback's not getting any younger. You know, Buffalo, how did the last 2 games go there? They have a new ownership group, so, yeah, I don't think anything major happens there, but, you know, I don't entirely rule it out because of some of those outside circumstances. And then, you know, there's some shockers in this league as well. Sometimes things just come out of the blue.
Carolina, Washington?
I put them in the next tier.
Yeah.
Where it's hot, but I don't think it's smoldering enough where anything happens. In Washington, I don't think anything happens because they're not giving Jay Gruden $16 million to leave. He just gave Mike Shanahan $7.5 million to leave. Nobody wanted that. There's a reason he had to overpay Jay Gruden to get him, because there weren't a lot of other people who wanted to take that job. So I don't believe that. Now, does Jay Gruden have to deal with RG3 again next year? I think that's possible.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's owed $3.5 million, and they're not going to get anything for him, and the owner seems to want to have him around. Carolina, it's been such a weird season with the injuries, with the Greg Hardy situation and the league eventually stepping in. And then this car accident with Cam Newton, and they finally have won 2 in a row. Those guys did get extensions last year. I think they have 2 winnable games remaining. If they're able to do that, even though on paper it looks like an awful season and it's not what everyone expected after the division title last year, when you look at the personnel that Ron Rivera's had to deal with and what was there to begin with and then what injuries chipped away at, and Cam Newton hasn't been healthy all year. I mean, not really. He had the surgery in the offseason, then he gets hurt in camp, and then he gets banged up during the season. They don't really have NFL-caliber tackles to protect him. My suspicion is Ron Rivera survives.
Jason Lacanfora is our NFL insider for Shank Sports Grill. Tonight, Thursday Night Football, the Titans and Jags gets going at 6 o'clock.
They better have some serious promotions at Shank's tonight. Watch this thing.
Yeah.
How cold is it there? Is it like snowing or anything?
No,
or how much they've working against them?
No, it's nice. It's a nice day, yeah.
That's a tough sell tonight, brother.
I would think. There might be some hockey on some other screens. That's the thing with Shank's, yeah. So Jim Harbaugh going to be let go in San Francisco. I'm curious of a couple of things. We hear about this multi-million dollar offer from the University of Michigan. Who's leaking this? Which side is getting this to the media and to the public? And does it not almost look bad on a school to be ponying up that kind of dough if, in fact, it's true?
Well, where do I think it's coming from? I think it's coming from David Dunn, who is Harbaugh's agent, who is very aware that as I am, that Mark Davis, the Raiders owner, made a calculated run at John Gruden again within the last month and was dangling pretty astronomical money in front of Gruden, who's, you know, doing very well for himself in broadcasting and, you know, advertising and marketing and commercials and appearances and all that. So he said thanks, but no thanks. Harbaugh is driven to still coach. I'm told Harbaugh has every intention of coaching in the NFL and not college, that he did the college thing. It wasn't where he wanted to go back to, dealing with, you know, recruiting 18-year-old kids and convincing them how good you are. He's kind of beyond that. Would Michigan pay him $8 million? I don't know. He could have had the Michigan job 3 years ago. He turned it down. So not much has changed other than that program has continued to struggle, and he instantly became a rock star NFL coach with three straight championship game appearances and one Super Bowl appearance, you know, that he almost won. So I think this is a lot of maneuvering. Harbaugh also, it's complicated with his contract. You know, the 49ers are trying to stick to their guns in this notion that we'll trade him. And I think what he's doing is sending a shot across the bow saying, look, I'll leave for college and you'll get nothing for me. If you don't fire me immediately, then I'm going to come to the office every day and make life real miserable for you guys. This needs to get put aside before the season ends. I'm not waiting around for a draft pick. It's up to me to decide if I sign with another team or not. So even if you try to trade me, if it's not where I want to go and I don't want to do an extension with that team, then you're not going to get the trade consummated. So this, to me, is him letting the 49ers know who's in charge, him sending a message to the Raiders that, hey, it's going to cost more than $8 a year. I want to get close to that Gruden money, and simultaneously a message to the 49ers that, you know, this is my party now. And the way you think it's going to go down, we'll see.
I guess we can talk more about coaching on Monday, because I am curious if Harbaugh does stay in the NFL. Is he the most attractive free agent coach at that point then? And if so, what spot would he be looking out for?
I think he's going to Oakland.
Yeah.
I mean, he's wanted to stay in the Bay Area. And that was, you know, something that he made paramount when he was at Stanford. And then when he stayed with the 49ers and stayed in that area. And he's a former Raider coach. He's been an assistant there. He liked Derek Carr, their quarterback, a lot. And while a lot of people look at that job and say, oh, nobody's won there, and it's been so bad. But if you can be the guy to restore them, they have an incredible fan base. They will sort of anoint you. And if you can be the savior, the guy who brought the Raiders back to relevance, there's a certain cachet in that. You know, that team could be moving to L.A. at some point, in which case its revenues expand greatly. It can be more competitive for certain top talent in terms of free agency. That job can instantly become more attractive. And let's face it, he comes in there with a full and complete mandate. You don't have to answer to anyone. You bring in your own people. You'll be one of the highest paid coaches in the league, and you'll have as much power and authority as any coach in the league. So, you know, it won't be, ooh, what does Mark Davis think? And, oh, I wonder if I have to run this past somebody else. No, you will essentially be the team president and the head coach. You will have a large degree of autonomy. And that would be attractive to him as well, especially after this ongoing power struggle he's been, you know, experiencing with the 49ers.
Jason Lockenfora, our NFL insider here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. In the AFC North, 3 9-win teams, the Bengals, the Steelers, the Ravens, all of them in action. Baltimore at Houston. Pittsburgh takes on Kansas City at home, and the Bengals will face Denver. How do you like, I mean, what do you see with these three teams? I guess the matchups and just the level of play. I know it's the Ravens have won two in a row, Steelers have won two in a row, and it was a big bounce back last week, granted against Johnny Manziel. But for the Bengals, they get back on track.
Yeah, I still think the Bengals, that tie is going to come back to haunt them. I don't like Kansas City right now. They're so limited in the pass game. No touchdowns from their wide receivers all year. You know, they scored some points against Oakland last week, but it still wasn't exactly a robust passing attack. You know, they had a couple of dinks and dunks that turned into long plays. They did finally score a touchdown over 20 yards, so they got that going for them. I think Pittsburgh wins that game. I think Pittsburgh can run the ball down their throats. Kansas City not good against the run. I think the Ravens, look, they're getting the fourth or fifth string Texans quarterback after all the injuries they've suffered. Savage is down. Fitzpatrick's down. They lost Mallett weeks ago. The Ravens, even though it's on the road, have to win that game, and I think they will win that game. You're going to see a very limited Houston. Houston's not much of a passing team to begin with, and now when you're talking about Case Keenum on a short week or, you know, finally practicing with them, and Thad Lewis, he's only been there a few weeks, it shouldn't be good. I can't imagine either way, and the Ravens can get after the quarterback. The Bengals is a tough road at Cincinnati and then at Pittsburgh. They haven't been, in general, as good on the road in recent years, but they did have a little three-game road winning streak this year. They tend not to be there on the big stage, and they tend to wilt a little bit. Monday night, I mean, they got Denver at home this week, right? Monday night and then at Pittsburgh. I don't know, guys. It's hard for me to vouch for them. I mean, Denver probably will still have something to play for with this game, at least in terms of trying to secure that second seed, make sure they get that bye for Peyton Manning. I don't know. I don't know that the Bengals get one here. They're probably going to Week 17 at Pittsburgh fighting for their lives, and I'm not sure they get it there either. It could end up being Pittsburgh and Baltimore who advance in this division. Not that it couldn't be all three, but Cincinnati's going to have to get to at least 10 wins to have all three get there. And I don't know. I mean, this week's tough, and, you know, obviously Pittsburgh beat the snot out of them in Cincinnati, 17 days ago, whatever it was.
Jason, always appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you on Monday as we're getting down to it. Thanks again.
You got it. Enjoy the games. Thank you.
You bet. Tonight it will be the Titans and Jaguars, and yes, beer will help. And luckily they serve that in a chilled state at both Shanks locations, Shanks North and Shanks South.
What?
9:41. We'll come back to wrap it with what you want to talk about, featuring Jason DeForest. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Boomer in the Morning, only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Sportsnet 960 Mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. Visit Universal Ford during the Ford year-end pricing clear-out for great year-end offers on our most innovative lineup of vehicles like the Focus, Edge, and F-150. See myuniversal.ca for details.
Pat Steinberg and Rob Kerr coming up later on this afternoon. Steinberg with Hockey Central at noon at the rink. Flames practice will be getting underway shortly. Line combos, jersey colors, all that good stuff. Full details coming up starting at noon with Steinberg. Tomorrow on the program, it'll be a Friday. We will have Elliot Friedman. We will have Stephen Brunt. Question I have is, will we have, in case you missed it, and there's only one man that can answer that question, and he's going to join me right now on What You Want to Talk About.
Talk about.
Talk about.
Talk about.
What You Want to Talk About with Boomer and Pinder, brought to you by Varsity Chrysler. Be your own Santa with Varsity Chrysler and Mark Giordano. Buy your vehicle from Varsity this month for a private skate with Gio at the Dome. Go to VarsityChrysler.com for details.
So how it works is 960-960 mobile phone. You talk into your phone. Well, you text in. Now, if you Siri, you can text. So that way it'd be like talking, right? You could talk to the show.
You could talk a text into your phone,
yeah,
and it would send us a text.
That's
right.
That's how interactive we are. But if there's something we've neglected today, fire it through and we'll get to it. Now, I asked, you, Jason DeForest, are
Hi.
The outstanding executive producer.
Yeah.
It's outstanding.
That's true.
In case you missed it, we will have that tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll have tomorrow.
What else tomorrow? Brunt, Friedman.
Brunt, Friedman.
Wills.
If they're not all on boats.
Yeah. Scott Taylor.
Brunt has been known to be on a boat, too.
Belize. That was two weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
Just speeding through whatever waterway in Belize.
Yeah, whatever that is.
Friedman probably not on a boat.
So here's how this segment works. It's what you want to talk about. And we just kind of read some people's texts to see where they're at. What is Boomer doing sports talk his way? Talking sports for 45 during his show? I'm thinking, 45 minutes of the 4 hours?
That doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense, but I know what he's getting at. And it's a 204 number, so I don't like that Manitoba phone.
Mm.
We stick together. Boomer, it's not you, it's us, signed every co-host you've ever had.
That doesn't make sense.
So I'm the one who, you know, sticks with the program. And I'm the bad guy. I stay true to this city, to this fan base, to the people that listen. Yet, I'm the one that gets crushed for it. I've been working night shift for a while. What happened in the survivor pool? Anyone still alive?
Good question.
I think so.
Not me.
I can check, I guess.
Funny that once we were all out, we completely lost interest.
Well, yeah, that's how it goes, you know. No, I don't even have it on my phone.
Yeah.
I can't even do it. And my computer, apparently, I don't have the up-to-date program in order to run anything on a computer. You need to update your software. Well, I can't because I'm not a techie, and techies don't update the computer.
How much do you suppose we spent building this brand-new studio downtown in Calgary?
Millions.
Can't get a computer to work.
No. If they retire Saku Koivu's number and I am Kirk Muller, I would be pissed.
Is that Kirk Muller?
I think that is Kirk Muller or Kirk Muller's mom.
Hmm.
Yeah. Hey, Boom, did DeForest set up Pinder with a good dentist in L.A.? Now, I know what you're going at there, but it was Vegas.
Yeah.
Not L.A. Somebody wants to know, are you, one word, flat-footed? I don't think everybody that's a co-host or is on the show has to be flat-footed.
Just one word.
Flat-footed.
That's right. Not to my knowledge, I'm not, no. Fairly round.
Because what does that mean? Doesn't it mean like it pronates in?
Pronates.
Is that what it is when you're, if you're flat-footed? I think it's,
flat-footed.
What
your left foot especially pronates quite a bit. That just means it rolls in a lot.
Rolls
you're
in.
Flat-footed.
You're flat-footed.
It rolls in there.
Where is it here?
Only Jay could mess up Disney characters on the text line.
Yeah. What is Jason's favorite clip in the archive? What is your favorite drop? That's what we call them in the biz, drops. What's your favorite drop?
That's tough. There's a lot that go back years, really.
Yeah.
I don't know that I could pick a fave off the top of my head.
Thanks, Jay.
I'll skim through and
that's good.
Play some randoms here.
Like
more.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Name drop
is always good. Yeah.
I enjoy the newsy bed that we play.
Yeah.
Always classic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have we got any Nickelback fans in Portugal?
That might be the one. Maybe right there.
Now, do they have any Nickelback fans in Portugal? Because I can't remember.
You guys want to hear some rock and roll or you want to go home?
Mm. Uh-huh.
See ya.
Okay.
Oh, guess not.
Mm.
I think you guys should have Jay on the air more often. I could really use a morning nap in my office. I think what they're maybe getting at is...
Sorry.
Are you getting a bit of a boring Billy? Is that what you are?
Apparently. Jimmy Crack Corn is Disney, because I threw out Jimmy.
Right.
Donald and Mickey and Goofy.
Yeah, yeah.
Jimmy.
Hey, Jay, how many Coors Lights should I have in Vegas?
I had 41 Coors Lights.
Shoot for around there.
Yeah, it's a good start.
I don't know if this is autocorrect or not.
Oh, yeah?
Chiming in.
But, what do you got?
Boom, at least you can go home and drown your sorrows in peroxides and sour cream. wouldn't recommend that.
Peroxides and sour cream, really, hey?
Yeah.
That's, thinking that's maybe not the right word.
Boomer, you sound so pathetic.
Hmm.
Oh, good for you.
Boom, the show has been absolutely fantastic today. What's different? I don't know exactly. It's felt different, hey, Jay? Like, it's certainly...
Yeah, what exactly is going on here?
It doesn't feel as just like you're racing to get words in edgewise before you get interrupted.
There's less math on the show.
Yeah.
Is that...
Feels like it. That said, would Mikhail Backlund help out the Corsi for percentage? A lot of people...
Mikhail Backlund's not going to make a 7% difference to their Corsi 4 percentage.
Yeah. Can we please get Rhett full-time on the show? His stuff that comes out of his mouth is hilarious. Pay him more.
His stuff that comes out of his mouth.
Well, listen, here's the thing. Paying him more is not the answer, because that will just make him more lazy. He's already ridiculously, horribly, and embarrassingly overpaid. He works 2 hours a day, people. Two! And doesn't work a full week. And he doesn't prepare, and he doesn't have to do anything. So, if that means get paid more, then I suppose... Boomer, why do you take so much vacation? Do I take a lot of vacation? Recently, I have. I've been away. I was away like, well, again, remember, Palm Springs, I was working.
True.
I was working. Still did the show. I take so much, as Jim Rohn would say, because I get so much.
Yeah.
That's kind of how that goes.
This is clearly a culinary show. You discuss food and eat it. Love it.
Hmm.
You could pretty much toss the show on, like, the Food Network.
Then they'd bitch that we're talking about Bob Hartley.
Yeah.
You can't make people... Boomer has it. A Costco membership. Boomer has it. Do you think that's the new thing? Is that our 2015? Is it? Yeah.
Costco membership.
Boomer has it.
Costco membership. We... sat on that for like months.
Months?
Maybe a couple of years, really.
Wachs,
right?
Was still here. If Scott Taylor is on a boat, do you know if he has his flippy floppies?
I got my swim trunks and my flippy floppies. I'm flipping burgers. You at King Go Straight, flipping cabbies.
That's right.
Riding on a dolphin.
Do it flips.
Where is it? Sorry, I got distracted. Again, it is what you want to talk about.
Here's one. I thought Pinder was in L.A. I could have sworn I just heard him.
Yeah. I need a new truck. Something with lots of technology and stuff. Any recommendations?
We have also been proud of the latest and greatest technology in our truck lineup, which is the all-new 2015 Chevy Colorado. It combines class-winning and leading, technology and stuff.
Can we get Chuck, or whatever his name was, a water?
Could somebody...
He is parched.
Could somebody fire an IV into the fat guy giving away the truck?
That was great.
He's dehydrated.
That will live forever.
Started listening at 8, and you haven't bladed the Oilers yet. Are you sick? No. If that's what blading is. We can't hammer the Oilers every day. Tomorrow, maybe.
Here's one.
Uh-huh.
Rumor has it pubs in town are selling Rhett Warner's beer for 50 cents per pint. Are they charging too much?
You're lying, and yes.
I tried it. I wouldn't pay for it.
Boomer, I remember that Boomer has it theme. Have I been listening to you that long? Yes, that's correct.
Boomer has it. Boomer has it.
Yeah, too long.
Hey, Boomer, it's the Troshu Big Rig here. How come you won't fly with me anywhere anymore? Well, I would, I guess. It's just that, that Troshu to Calgary run that you're on all the time. I just don't need to get to Troshu that much. Who's better? Seen Monahan or Mikhail Backlund? hey, Boom. What are you
Mikhail Backlund.
What are you going to drive after you cash your check? Hey, Boom, will you also be eating the skin of your baked potatoes for lunch? That sounds gross.
People loved that today.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is, but
that's
I can tell it meant a lot to you.
I grew up listening to that thing.
On that first day from Christmas, my missus gave for me a big bowl of sour cream.
We'll do it again next week.
Okay.
We'll do it Christmas Eve. Are you in Christmas Eve?
Yeah. Morning show, no big show that day.
That's right.
Boom, Taco Bell or Taco Time?
Neither. Mm. Boomer, does Hartley still love you? I think he does, eh? I mean, I know he's got a new contract. I don't think he's getting, you know, all of a sudden he's changing who he is.
A little big-headed. No, he still loves you.
No.
I love Boom.
There you go.
Yeah.
Underrated player.
Booms is a very underrated player on this team.
Hey, Boom Boom, no idea what to get the old lady for Christmas. Any ideas? This is not Ask Rat. I don't know. Motor oil? Nuts and bolts. Get some nuts and bolts. Not real nuts and bolts, but like go to Granny Jack's and Olds and get some nuts and bolts.
I had some peanut butter cookies today.
Did you?
Granny Jack's, delicious.
It's nice. Well, it's 10 o'clock, Jay. I think that's probably enough, right, for today, do you think? Boomer, why do you verbally abuse Pinder and make him your bitch? I don't do that. It's just somebody's got to... He comes in and he talks so silly. I have to speak for the general populace and just tell him when he's being ridiculous, which is a lot, I just kind of need to throw the brakes on it. How many pierogies does $100 buy you? Because yesterday I mentioned earlier this morning, I spent $100 yesterday on pierogies. I forget. It's somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 dozen. And you know what? I'm kind of a little sheepish. It wasn't just pierogies. I did get a couple things of cabbage rolls.
You're going to eat it all.
Yeah, and it was $100.
You're not going to eat it?
Gonna eat it. Definitely gonna eat it.
Now, how many peroxides would $100
buy? Yeah, how many a lot of peroxides for $100? That's
Jay,
what
I
you
heard,
want.
Wait.
Huh?
Yeah, I heard Peter Maher gets high on grass. Is that true?
I'm Peter Maher. Yeah. High on grass.
Yeah, that's right.
High on grass.
Yeah. I'm really done, Jay.
What you want to talk about with Boomer and Pinder, brought to you by Varsity Chrysler. Be your own Santa with Varsity Chrysler and Mark Giordano. Buy your vehicle from Varsity this month for a private skate with Gio at the Dome. Go to VarsityChrysler.com for details.
That's it, hey? That's what you guys do every week?
That's what we do every day.
I just zone out and play clips.
Just every day. Somebody texting in, mail it in Thursday now too. Listen, you have no idea where the depths that this show is going to sink by next week at this time. We've got a Friday show, Monday, Tuesday. We have four more shows, and you just sat through this one. You know what this one is about. Can you imagine by next week? Get ready for it. Steinberg at noon with Hockey Central. We got Jim Rome coming up. Bye.
Get the fuck out of here.